Well, it's winter sports season now, and we're very happy to be talking with the Danvers High School hockey coach, Kevin Fassett. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Here we are, back in winter sports already. And actually, as we record this on Saturday, it actually feels like winter out there. Coach, before we get to your opening game that you've already played, tell me a little bit about your team and what the expectations might be with your kids coming in.
Yeah, I think with all our teams, what we've tried to do is stay to a philosophy of just work hard and be good kids and be good people. And I think, that's our goal. The hockey stuff, obviously, we'd like to carry that on. And, you know, our goal is to make the playoffs like most teams. And once we get there, if we can get there, we'll reevaluate from there. So that's kind of our goal, is to make the playoffs, play hard, and play the game the right way.
When you start preseason, excuse me, you have a number of kids that you had before, and then you have another possibilities coming up from JVs and so on. How do you determine the style of hockey that you're going to play, Kevin? In other words, do you tailor it to the kids, or do you try to say, okay, kids, this is what you need to learn how to do?
That's a great question. I've always personally, I don't know if this is right, but I've tried to cater the schemes and the systems around the kids the best I can. A lot of the stuff is very similar from the years past, but, you know, we're playing good team defense, you know, making sure we're doing the right things, the back checking and all that good stuff. But, I've tried to open up the ice a little bit based upon the type of skill we have. So a mixture of both. But at the very end of the day, I think we got to play good team defense. You know, we got a young goalie. I think he's really battled hard and second year playing goalie, and excited to see him work. And I think, you know, we keep pucks to the net with all six guys, so I think that's something that, you know, I've always kind of prided ourselves in, and I think that'll be pretty good. So a combination of both, to answer your question.
Okay. Coach Dunbar a few years ago really enlightened me when he said he wants his kids to be creative, and that just messed with my head because as a teacher, you know, a classroom teacher, I'm thinking, no, it's all discipline. You got to do this, you got to do that. But what he was talking about was being freewheeling within a certain restriction, within certain parameters. And is that something you see with kids, especially on offense, that you have a system that you want to run, but then also you can say to a kid, you know, go with your instincts sometimes?
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of those instincts play to your strengths, right? And try to hide those weaknesses because everybody has something they spike up with. So, yeah, no, I think he said the right thing. And, he did a great job explaining that. But, yeah, we try to do that and, again, try to cater to our strengths. Mm-hmm. And if we struggle with stuff, we'll work on it, and then we'll hide that the best we can. And, you know, hopefully a system will, you know, accommodate for some of our needs and make us more successful.
Who's the guys you rely on coming back to start the season?
I think you're always going to go back to your captains, right? The kids voted for them. I agreed with it. We, Trevor McNeil and Bobby Joyce, and, you know, we kind of go as they go. And I think that's the kind of the way we've always done things, you know, coaching football or coaching hockey or any sport, is that you go with the leadership. So those two guys, senior captains there, we've got a young team with four seniors, three that have played in the past, our fourth senior that came out. He's never played hockey before, but he decided to jump in as a backup goalie, which is great. So Bobby Joyce, Trevor McNeil, and Jack Flynn will be our three seniors that you'll see on the ice.
Wow. It seems to me this is an early start. Did you have a little bit of preseason scrimmages that you were able to make assessments on?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had two instead of three. A lot of people do three because ours hit us so quick. We actually have a game Sunday and a game Monday.
Oh, my.
We wanted to go quick. And that's because of ice times and, you know, just because of everything. We had some 850 games on Wednesdays, and we wanted to make sure we got some games. And so we'll start early, and, you know, we'll be able to reevaluate. But, yeah, the scrimmages really helped determine some kids. But I think we're still figuring out who we are. You know, there's some young kids that really jumped up the last couple days in practice, and some guys play other sports. They got to get your hands back and get used to the flow of the game, and the young guys got to get used to the speed and the size and, you know, really get used to getting hit by, you know, people that are a couple years older and really adjust to that and play discipline. So we're still figuring out who we are, but I think so far at the start of the season, we have a pretty good idea of, like, what we can do and who's playing what position at this point.
Well, the good news, and I guess the bad news, is that Peabody is back on the ice after, some downtime with kids not participating at the varsity level, and now they have co-opted with Saugus, probably the same situation with numbers and so on. And so they're trying to put it all together with a brand new coach, and all of that, and it's similar over in Beverly with such a young team. So the league is kind of top heavy on one end and, you know, with kids learning on the other. But that said, you opened up on Friday night with a very strong performance over Peabody Saugus. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, I thought a lot of the kids came out and played well. You know, to be honest, I think early on we made some mistakes. That might be because of nerves, things like that, where I think we weren't doing the little things, stops and starting, you know, back checking the right way, putting the puck in the right areas. But I think once we settled in, which is common because you get the crowd there, everyone into it, and sometimes the kids get a little distracted. As much as we teach them not to, we're all human, so they do that. And I think once we settled in, we were fine. So you're happy with the win. I was happy with the guy, the way the guys played. I was happy with the carried themselves. And, you know, the biggest thing, I thought we had one penalty the whole game, which, you know, is something we take a pride in, is make sure we play the game the right way and do the right things, because not every game is going to have a score like that. And we could also be on the other end of it. So we want to make sure that the team's going to beat us, that they got to beat us with 5-on-5.
How do you put this one in perspective with respect to, you know, playing the kids? Because I'm sure you had an idea what you wanted to do with your starters and your first couple of lines. But I'm also guessing, I can't find the report on it anywhere. I'm guessing that you also got pretty much everybody into the game. So how do you put this one in perspective? And then tell me about getting prepared for the next one.
Yeah, no, it was great. We you know, rolled our first three lines, and then we went with our third and fourth, you know, pretty much the rest down the road. And it was a great assessment for those young guys to play, mm-hmm. you know. And then, you know, it is a physical game, so a lot of those guys are young, freshmen, sophomores. So when they're, you know, physically taking hits and things like that, they got to be able to protect themselves, and they also got to stay disciplined and, you know, and make sure that they're moving the puck in the right direction. And I think that's really important. And I think that was great to really see them, because as much as you do in practice, it's not the same as the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that really can help us down the road. And I think some guys might have jumped up a little bit from this game. We got to look a little bit deeper in our second, third game. But I see some young guys that are, you know, full of fire, and I think that'll also push the other lines to look better and create some competition.
You know, I'm shaking my head, Kevin, because football season was so great because it's almost normal after what everybody has been through. These kids are finally getting back into a routine, you know, both academically and athletically. And but I'm also shaking my head, like, did you say you're playing Sunday and Monday?
Yeah, we are. We got more games to go, and I'm sure, you know, as a kid playing, it must be fun. As a coach, you'd like to spend some more time working on the schemes and
mm-hmm,
stuff, but
mm-hmm.
we've tried to streamline that, you know, in year two, and sending a lot of videos and coaching things on the fly and moving, you know, a little faster than normal. But you know what? We've just been throwing it at the kids, and they've been eating it up, and it's been great. And we've been there trying to do stuff off the face-off, you know, mess with forechecks, mess with offensive attacks, and, you know, rather than, you know, go slow and things like that, we decided to go a little bit quicker and kind of read the situation. If the kids get it, we move forward and play from there. So we've done that and prepared for these games, and feel like we're, you know, we're not where we want to be, but I think we're ready for game two.
Three games in four nights. That's amazing. All right, finally, Coach, who do you have on Sunday and Monday?
We have Neshoba Regional and Greater Lowell in the Cobblestone Tournament, and we don't know who we're going to play behind that.
Right.
Lowell Catholic. And,
okay.
I forget the other team offhand. But, and then the winner of that game we would play on Monday. So we got to take care of business, or not take care of business. We got to come out and play hard and do our thing, and win or loss, we just got to do it the right way on Sunday. And either way, we're playing three games here in 4 days. So
that's
we got to
awesome.
Make sure that we come out, take care of ourselves, you know, again, do the little things and just keep it simple. Go back to the philosophy of working hard and being a good person and playing the game the right way. And I think if we do that, we'll be okay.
I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time here on a Saturday evening, which I really appreciate. And I'm going to bug you the rest of the way. But in the meantime, good luck and have some fun.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you, guys. And hey, we appreciate everything you do, and it definitely promotes hockey, and it's just awesome for the kids and for everyone in the community.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate that. You take care. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That is Danvers High School hockey coach Kevin Fassett. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.